Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Way It Is by The Strokes. Before that, that's a new track by Good Neighbors called Walk, Walk, Walk. Sounds like Fozzie Bear, folks. And at the top, we heard Fleece with their new track, Take It From Me. I've just got a little report from our co-host here, working at an undisclosed branch of the Toronto Public Library. She's been moving around a lot, doing different branches, filling in for people, so it's been cool checking out the different ones. The one she's at today is full of roaches, apparently, and I was like, oh no, like the custodians like aren't cleaning up, or like what's going on? She's like, no, there's a patron who he brings in garbage bags of like just stuff that he has, and the bags are full of roaches, and the roaches get into the library. Horrifying, folks. That is something that a comic book supervillain would do, like the Swarm or something. Really, really not good. What is there to say except we have a mental health crisis in this city and in this country, and libraries are at the forefront of that crisis. It would be nice if there were any amount of government resources that we could use to help these people. Maybe one day we will see. Anyway, folks, we've got Chanel Beads coming up. This track, also a new one. It's called The Coward Forgets His Nightmare. Here we go.
Mercy. You laughed when he told a story from when we were young. Looks like you're holding up all right. But I know it's sometimes hard to tell.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Wednesday with their new track Fish Pepsi. That's Fish with a PH, like the band. Before that, we heard Alexis on Fire with their cover of Fully Completely. And right at the top, we heard Chanel Beads with The Coward Forgets His Nightmare. What a title, eh? Anyway, folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week we are listening to Psalms 42 off of The Life of the World to Come, 2009's release by The Goats, in which every song is titled and references a different Bible verse. The religious record, as people call it. This is a great track here. This is a real rollicking rocker of a goat song. It's a lot of fun. And it's about how there is no sweeter joy, no more romantic act than desecrating a church with your beloved. I've always read this song as from the perspective of like two gay teenagers in the South. They're heading towards Kansas. They're checking into Red Roofs, which I think is a chain of motels in the South. And why do I think that they're gay? Well, A, they're desecrating churches. They're like on the run from unaccepting parents, I'm imagining. And there's this one line, light cascading through the windows, all the rainbow's heavy tones, and just like this sort of the heaviness and the weight they feel with their identity. I don't know, that resonates with me. That's a really, really cool oblique way of letting you know these characters without just saying they are gay, you know? Maybe I'm just pulling that from thin air, who's to say? But gorgeous little song, especially when they play this live. It's so fast and angry, but in like the best way possible. It's a, like a righteous fury. Let me leave you with this fairly long quote by JD. He did this interview with Pitchfork about this song, among others, and he said, "There's a number of different ways of feeling holy and connected with God. One way you can get really close to God is to sin as hard as you can, because there's only one person, in theory, who can save you from that. His whole job, in a sense, is to absolve you of sin, to forgive you of sin. You're not supposed to, but you can test God by doing a lot of terrible things. If you directly intend to offend him, though, that would probably be the most direct, in a sense, this kind of Hare Krishna stuff, where they talk about the different ways you can stand with God. One is as a lover, but another is as his enemy. Because when you're engaging with someone in a position of enmity, that is also a very intimate relationship. So these people are doing some bad things, and one of them, the one who sins, is sort of experiencing a connection to God in the depths of his degradation. which I think is almost a universal experience. When do you cry out to God you don't believe in? When you hit bottom. That's the moment at which you sort of know him best. I don't even know when I say him, if I should put it in quotes or not, because I don't want to sound like I'm actually saying that. But I'm also saying that your ideas of God will come to rest upon you in your moment of profoundest degradation. I'm struggling with that word, which is kind of what this song is about. This is Psalms 42 by the Mountain Goats.
Heavy laden, made for the chapel with some spray paint for all the things we'd held in secret. Lord, lift up these lifeless bones, light cascading through the windows, all the rainbows, heavy tones. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Left that place in ruin, drunk on the spirit and high on fumes. Checked into a red roof and stayed up for several hours and then slept like infants in the burning fuselage of my days. Let my mouth be ever fresh with praise. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Each morning new, each day shot through with all the sharp small shards of shrapnel that seemed to burst out of me and you. Head down toward Kansas, we will get there when we get there, don't you worry. Feel bad about the things we do along the way, but not really that bad. We inhaled the frozen air. Lord, send me a mechanic if I'm not beyond repair. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and he will set me high.
like a Tokyo summer. I've been hanging off your every word under blankets and covers.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Mounties with Tokyo Summer. Before that, we heard Juliana Rolino with Like a Rembrandt. And right at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats, Psalms 42. Folks, we've got to talk about in the new Taylor Swift record, Life of a Showgirl, I think it's called. Admittedly, I have not listened to it, but I've been reading the excerpts of lyrics online, and whew, boy howdy, are these stinkers. It's like Taylor Swift, like, ingested all of the Taylor Swift parody lyrics, or, like, people, like, making fun of the way she writes, and was just like, oh, if that's what you want, that's what you're getting. It could be, like, one of the great trolls of our time. But it's pretty bad. But the thing that I want to talk about is not how bad it is, but how all of these outlets, like, we are at a nadir of poptimism. It is really dire. This record's getting, like, 5-star reviews from Rolling Stone, Pop Sugar, lots of different outfits are praising it. Like, praising it while admitting that it's bad? Like, they're like, oh, yes, it's simple, but that's what true love should be like. And, like, basically the thrust of these arguments is, yeah, this is not the record that people were hoping for. This is not the sort of themes or ideas or writing that you tend to want from Taylor Swift. But she's happy. She's getting married. Aren't you happy for her? Can't we enjoy that she's happy? No. And they're like, oh, she doesn't owe us anything. Yes, she does. She owes you, at the very minimum, a good record. That is what you're paying her for. It's nutty to me. It's like we're like Americans, and when I say Americans, I mean us too, are so... We're like completely devoid of, like, any aesthetic evaluation anymore. Any piece of art, it can only be looked at through the prism of politics. Does this present the correct ideas to me, depending on whichever side you are of what a correct idea is? Or does this reflect back to me myself? Is art a mirror or a didactic political lesson? Those are the only two metrics by which things are evaluated. There is no room for, is this good? Did this make me feel weird or new or uncomfortable? Did this present a different idea or a different way of looking at things? That's, none of those are up for debate. That I don't even know if we're capable of thinking that deeply anymore. It's pretty, pretty dire. I'll leave you with this one line that I just can't stop thinking about, which is, of course, did you girl boss too close to the sun? If I wrote that, like, 2 weeks ago and said Taylor Swift had written it, people would be mad at me. They would say that I'm being reductive absurd and unkind. But here we are. We live in an unkind, absurd world. Anyway, folks, we've got New The Best. Metal is the track. Here we go. Folks, hello and goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in again to your CFRC 101.9 Indie Wake Up Call on this beautiful Tuesday morning. It's been pretty balmy here. I don't know about Kingston if the cold has set in yet, but we're enjoying like a last little gasp of summer, which has been real nice. Hope you have been enjoying outside as well. Getting ready for, oh, we didn't even talk about Thanksgiving, folks. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. I hope you've got your menu set. It was Oktoberfest last Sunday, and I made pretzels. I dipped them in lye. I didn't burn myself or any family member of mine, so that was great. And folks, they turned out excellent. I will be bringing pretzels to Thanksgiving this time as well, and embracing basically the only good part of German heritage, which is pretzels. But I hope you have a great Tuesday. I should let you know, we just heard Deep Red Cherry Night by Begonia. Before that, it was Stereolab, Fed Up With Your Job, and at the top, The Best with their new track, Metal. Again, thanks so much for listening. We'll leave you with The Sheepdogs, Nobody But You, and then some Parquet Courts, Stoned and Starving, to cap us off. Lots of great new music coming up after our show, though, so stay tuned. We've got Amy Goodman letting us know how democracy's doing at noon. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday, folks. Hopefully it won't just be me. We'll be right back.
who's gonna see me through. Nobody but me is how it's supposed to be. Nobody but you is gonna see me through. Nobody but me is how it's supposed to be.
visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from